From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. There's been no claim of responsibility so far today in Iraq in a wave of deadly bombings. At least 31 people have been killed in attacks in Baghdad and in Basra. At least 9 explosions went off in Iraq's capital, hitting bus stops and markets, mostly in Shiite neighborhoods. Police say there's been a spike in bombings over the past week in Sunni and Shiite areas of that country. In Afghanistan today, a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people. NPR's Sean Carberry in Kabul says the Taliban are claiming responsibility for that attack, which happened in the country's north.
The suicide attacker killed the Baghlan Provincial Council chief as he arrived at his office Monday morning. The Taliban claim he was the intended target. A mix of Afghan police and civilians also died in the blast, says the spokesman for the governor of Baghlan, which is one of the safer provinces in the country. According to a UN report earlier this year, Taliban attacks on government officials doubled last year. Over the weekend, the Taliban assassinated a police chief in western Afghanistan. Overall, dozens of Afghans and 10 U.S. troops and contractors have died in a spate of attacks across the country within the last week. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Forecasters say tornadoes are possible again today in parts of the Midwest and the Plains. That includes Kansas and Oklahoma. One person was killed yesterday by tornadoes in Oklahoma. Ben Allen with member station KOSU reports the storms destroyed mobile homes and ripped up trees.
The National Weather Service and local meteorologists all said conditions would be ripe for tornadoes starting Sunday afternoon. A tornado touched down around 3:45 in Wichita, Kansas, followed by 3 storms in Oklahoma. The first menacing one ripped through an Oklahoma City suburb, with minor damage to houses and a hospital under construction. A second one, later in the evening, nearly flattened a mobile home park and pushed a tractor trailer off Interstate 40 in Shawnee, about 40 miles southeast of the state's capital. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, I'm Ben Allen.
The Dreamliner goes back into service today. United Airlines is resuming use of the Boeing 787 with a Houston to Chicago flight. This comes 4 months after the federal government grounded the 787s because of battery problems. They've since been redesigned along with the chargers. United is among 8 airlines flying the 787. Gasoline prices are rising again in the U.S. They jumped 11 cents a gallon over the past couple of weeks. That's according to the latest Lundberg survey. It finds the average price for regular nationwide is $3.66 a gallon. Still no word on who won the record Powerball jackpot of $590 million over the weekend. The winning ticket was sold in Florida. This is NPR News. Later today, the federal government will reach its debt ceiling limit. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the U.S. Treasury stepped in on Friday to prevent the country from defaulting on its obligations.
The debt ceiling today will automatically reset to a higher level, reflecting the amount that was borrowed since lawmakers suspended the nation's legal borrowing limit at $16.3 trillion in February. The Obama administration on Friday told Congress that it's prepared to take a series of steps to free up an estimated $260 billion so it can keep paying the nation's bills. The Treasury Department says those steps will allow the government to avoid defaulting on any of its obligations until after the September 2nd Labor Day holiday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hopes to wrap up work this week on an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. Committee members have been meeting for the past 2 weeks to try to finish up. There are hundreds of amendments to deal with ahead of the full Senate's consideration. Backers say the bill is designed to increase border security while offering eventual U.S. citizenship to millions of people. Connecticut residents who commute to New York City are being urged to be ready for delays for much of this week. Crews are expected to be working for days to repair track and overhead signal and wire damage from last week's collision of 2 trains. That collision left more than 70 people hurt. More state troopers are being dispatched in Connecticut to deal with the expected heavier volume of traffic. Connecticut's governor, Daniel Malloy, is urging patience. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.